be on the field tonight as both teams are off onto the sidelines and the Bad Axe Hatchet, the Spirit Machine, is out tonight and a full stands here at Claude Marsh Field. Here comes the Hatchet Band as they are coming down the side street in the maize and blue, and we're ready for a wonderful pregame for our homecoming 2014 here on Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after a few.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Hey folks, RJ McGarra here from Moore Motors in Caro. Moore Motors is the largest volume dealership in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for both Ram and Ford pickup trucks. Come in today to take advantage of our great truck deals. Like this, save over $10,000 on the purchase of the best-selling truck for over 37 years in a row. That's right, save up to $10,289 on a brand new Ford F-150 XLT. If you want to save more on your truck and get more for your trade, come to Moore Motors in Carroll and see RJ McGarra today.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list, and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's Thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
Welcome back to Claude Marsh Field here in Bad Axe. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch. We're bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. We're just about 6 minutes away from the start of tonight's action. Homecoming tonight for the Bad Axe Hatchets. And we're going to bring it to you on Cruise 102.1 FM WLAW. So look at the activity out here. This is a lot of fun tonight, Chad. It's kind of like hitting a little college action here. A lot of big crowd. The kids are all in their maize and blue. Here comes the Reese Rockets onto the field. And it's going to be a fun game.
It is. There are just people and kids everywhere.
We kind of, somebody mentioned that the Lakers game. If you can give us an update here on the Lakers game, call the radio station. Somebody said it wasn't on, but last we heard it was still going on. So if we get an update from Laker Country, give the station a call. Let them know what's going on over there. Somebody said that, well, it may not be planned. I left Elkton and the weather was perfect. But look at this crowd here tonight. Hey, let's take a look at, I like to pick on a few guys. One, Seth Stapleton. The other one is always, and you and I nail him all the time on Facebook, at least once, at least maybe three or four times a day. because it's so easy to pick on, is Paul Adams. Now for the Huron Daily Tribune, let's see what's their overall right now. But all that, Paul's doing pretty good, but look at how close it is.
Look at that. They got one game apart.
60-15 and 61-14. And that's picking the winners or losers. So here's how they pick them for this week. As Adams and Stapleton, they're going to pick Bad Axe over Reese. Well, we're going to do that, too. We know that Reese has been struggling here the last couple weeks. They've lost the last three games, while the Bad Axe Hatchets have won their last three games. Cass City over at Vassar, and both teams are picking Vassar.
Yeah, they both like Vassar. As I look here, they don't tend to disagree a whole lot, if at all, this week.
I don't know if I'd count Cass City out of that one tonight. I think that'll be a good game. Harbor Beach at Brown City. Well, Harbor Beach, always tough. And they're picking Harbor Beach. Both of them are picking Harbor Beach at Brown City, picking Harbor Beach to win that one. Marlette at Sandusky. Yeah, I'd go with Marlette on that one over Sandusky. Peck at Kingston. Peck's tough.
Peck's very tough.
You know, and Kingston's going to have their hands full with that one. I think that was a pretty easy pick. CPS at Caseville. Caseville Eagles, they're struggling this year. And Carsonville, Port Sanilac, they're playing pretty tough football over there, too. They're right up top there along with Deckerville.
Yes, they are.
Charlton Heston at Dryden. And both of these guys are picking Dryden. You know what?
Well, you know, I saw Dryden play, and they played pretty tough, and they played very well against some very good teams. I don't know much about Charlton Heston, but I was impressed when I went down to Dryden, and I did see them play.
And they've got your old scoreboard, so I don't know. Maybe I'll give Charlton. I like Charlton Heston, and I'm an NRA fan myself. So anyways, I'll give Charlton Heston a nod on that. Lawrence at Deckerville. Wow. Number two and number five teams are going to go at it right there. Lawrence, number two, and Deckerville's number five. You can hear Gerald Prill in the background. He's tonight's tower announcer, announcing all of our players and the pregame show with the Maize and Blue. We're 2 minutes and 30 seconds out from the start of our ball game tonight with the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Reese Rockets on Cruise 102.1 FM. Morris at North Huron. Both of these guys are picking Morris. What's up with that?
Well, I don't know. They might be the better team. I haven't seen them play, but only because I would get, they would shun me right out of town if I didn't pick North Huron.
I'm going with North Huron. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll go with North
New
Huron.
Scoreboard, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's got to be an advantage right there, especially if you can adjust the brightness level.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a 12-point advantage, studies have shown.
And we got Merritt at Owen Gage. Yeah, I'd go with Owen Gage on that one. Let's see. Have you seen anything from Merritt there at all?
No, they seem to struggle a little bit. I think they're kind of new to the whole football thing. I think Owen Gage, I have to agree with you. Home field, I think they're going to take care of business.
Michigan at Rutgers. Boy, I'm not sure who the coach is at Michigan, you know, now, but...
Well, the question is, who's going to be the coach there next week?
Well,
that's
it might be a former San Francisco 49ers coach, the way things are sounding, too. Who knows?
He's got some Michigan ties.
Yeah.
They might have to wait to the end of the season to grab him. But, boy, seeing both of these guys, especially Adams, picking Rutgers over his Wolverines.
Wow.
That had to be a tough pill
to
fall to swallow.
Oh, man. He's going to have to go for massage therapy on Sunday after that one. Hey, Nebraska at Michigan State. Yeah, I would go with Michigan State absolutely on that one.
That's a night game tomorrow, too. So
that'll be a fun one to watch. And the Bills at the Lions.
I have picked the Lions every single game since the minute I was born, so I'm not going to stray.
I'm with you. There's not a day I don't go without checking things out with the Lions. So we got our teams lined up right now. We've got the Hatchet Marching Band. We're ready for our national anthem with 25 ticks on the clock in a full house. What a nice crowd here tonight. As you heard him, the Bad Axe Hatchet Marching Band will perform our national anthem to start our ball game tonight.